Right. Children. Right, do you want to come up front here, guys? I've got something to show you. Centimetres, yeah, you measure it in centimetres, don't you? So back when I started school, we measured things in inches and feet and yards. This ruler measures a whole yard, right? Now, rulers are very helpful things, aren't they? What can you do with rulers? And what's the advantage of measuring stuff? You can... How long it is, yeah. Because sometimes when you come to build things, like they're going to have to rebuild the bridge over the river over there, aren't they? They'll need to measure how much timber they've got so they can get a ruler out. It'll be in metres instead of in yards, won't it? Anyways. But they can use it to measure things, to build things. So we can measure a distance, we can measure area, we can measure a volume, which is, you know, the amount of water in a glass or in a tub. So we can use rulers for lots of things. Now, the thing about a ruler is that it's the same today. Is it the same as what it will be tomorrow? Does a meter change from today to what it will be tomorrow? Is it the same as it was yesterday? That's a difficult one, isn't it? Do you think this bit of ruler here changes its length from day to day? No, it doesn't, does it? It says you're being crazy. Of course it doesn't. No, you're right, it stays the same. It stays the same today, and what was yesterday, and tomorrow, and next day after that, a long time in the future, doesn't it? It stays the same. Right. Now, today, we're not going to be talking about a ruler, but we're going to be talking about rules. And what are rules? Yep, stuff you have to listen to. And what's an important rule in your family that you've learnt? Have you learnt any rules in your family that are really good and you need to listen to? No, don't have rules in your family. Right, I might come to your family. Easy to live it, wouldn't it? Yeah, don't have rules. But rules help us to live, don't they? Right, so... Now, rules are concepts or regulations. I looked this up in the dictionary. Orders or a commandment. Can you call a commandment? A rule is a commandment. And it's something by which we can measure our behaviour. see if what we're doing is right or good or not. So, a ruler measures things, and a rule can measure how we live our life. And that can be important, can't it? Right, so that's how... One more question, sorry, just forgot about. How does a rule look like God's law? Does a rule look change from today to tomorrow? What did you decide? It didn't. So does God's laws change from today to tomorrow? Or do God's laws stay the same? They stay the same, they don't change, that's right. And so, when you think about God's law, His law doesn't change, His rules, they stay the same forever. And God Himself doesn't change. He stays the same forever too. And that's something that we all need to remember. And today, we're going to learn about couple of the very important rules that Jesus taught us about life. And that he said this, and the Pharisees asked Jesus, what's the most important command or rule in the law? And Jesus replied, as we found out, and Mrs. Collins told us last week that we need to love God, she told us the first law, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is like it, Jesus said, love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. And that comes from Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40. So today we're going to look at the second and most important rule, love your neighbour as yourself. And remember, does it change? Right, God's laws don't change. Just like the ruler doesn't change in me. Right, now I think Leanne's going to have some activities for you guys up the back, and we'll pray for you. You should do that. But let us pray. Father, we thank you for young people, for children. We ask that today you would bless them, that you would grow their minds and show them your love and reveal to them how to love their neighbour as themselves. And that you will reveal this to us all too. In Jesus' name. Amen.